Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local preacher at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our program this morning. We hope that you will become a regular listener. At the end of this broadcast, you will be given the meeting times of our services at Harrodsburg. We invite you to come to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received, and we invite you to come and study and worship God with us. Today, maybe you expected as you began to tune in to the radio program this morning that you might be hearing some songs of the season or be hearing a sermon about the birth in the manger and about the birth of our Lord on this day that is celebrated in our country and around the world as the birthday of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to begin this morning by telling you that although it sounds strange, that is not what we're going to talk about today. You know, all during this season, up to preparing for this day, I've been looking at signs in different religious churches and marquees that say that we need to remember to put Christ back into Christmas. Well, my question for you this morning is Christ ever been in Christmas? Yes, I realize his name is in the word itself, but the bigger and more broader question that needs to be considered is Christ in this holiday? And in other words, dear listener, is this a holiday and an observance that we are commanded by God to keep and to observe throughout our sojourning on this earth? Did Christ ask us to remember the day of his birth? And in the scriptures, are we given examples of how we are to observe this birth and exactly when this birth occurred? You know the history, if you do any research at all, that the Bible does not tell us the date of the birth of Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, the things that we do know by reading Luke's account and Matthew's account is that the shepherds were in the fields. The shepherds were in the fields, then it wasn't December, because the sheep are not in the field in December. They are in from October until spring. And so it couldn't have been in December because the sheep were not in the field. Therefore, the shepherds would have not been in the field. So that date doesn't exactly correlate with the evidence that is in Scripture. We often see depicted in manger scenes the three wise men coming to the manger to offer gifts to the baby Jesus. Yet, if you carefully read the accounts, they never saw Jesus in the manger. They never saw him in the inn, in the barn, in the manger. Why? Because it took them some months to travel in order to find where Jesus was at. And so, we're told that it probably took up to maybe 3 to 4 months before they actually found the exact location of where Jesus was. And he was a young baby. He was not an infant child. And so, that does not square with the biblical account. Yes, he was born of a virgin, the Virgin Mary. That's true. Yes, he was born in a manger. That's true. And yes, the shepherds heralded his birth. That's true. And the wise men did come to see him, although the Bible doesn't say there were three. It just says wise men. And so three has been something that has been added by men in their theory and their theology. And yet the greater question that really needs to be asked is, did God or his Son ask us or command us to remember the day of his birth? I acknowledge that all the facts concerning the birth of Christ are true. As we just said, all the facts I just enumerated are all factual and true because they are contained in the Bible. Yet, it is also factual and true that he could not have been born in December. That was a date that was determined by a council of men who had two other dates, one in March and one in January. And because there was such division in the Roman Catholic Church over exactly which one to keep, they had a council and they took a vote and it was decided to make it December the 25th. And so that's the date that commonly became known as Christmas, or as if you do a little research, Christmas Mass, and that's what it means. It's the Mass of Christ. Yet, we should ask the question, was that Mass, so-called, commanded and given by example or command in the Bible for men to keep? You know, memorials are left to remember things and to remind us about things that men accomplished or did in their lives that had a great impact on the world itself. And there are many such memorials and monuments left to men throughout our country and all over the world. Yet, if you care to open your Bible to Matthew 26, I will read you the only memorial that our Lord ever asked that men would remember him and remember about him. And it was instituted by the Lord himself on the night that he was betrayed in Matthew chapter 26. In Matthew chapter 26 and verse 26, Jesus, with his 11 disciples, Judas had left already to go out and betray the Lord, he instituted this supper that we commonly refer to as the Lord's Supper. And in verse 26 it says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. But I say to you that I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the day that I drink anew with you in my Father's kingdom.' And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." I want you to notice, on the night that our Lord was betrayed, when he was going to offer his life in fulfillment of the plan that God had determined before the world began in the sacrifice of the death of a just and innocent man who at the same time was God on earth, deity, and him by the propitiation of his blood, according to Romans chapter 3, verse 24 through 26, was going to be able to reconcile, to justify, to sanctify, and to cleanse man from sin that might make it possible for a sinful man to once again have fellowship with his Creator, and that he might stand justified in the sight of God. This sacrifice of his life upon the tree of Calvary was what God wanted us to remember. And every time we gather on this, around this table, and which we will do this Sunday, not because it's the so-called birth of Christ, but because we're commanded on the first day of the week, when we come together as disciples, to break bread, Acts 20, verse 7, where we have an apostolic example. We have command here in Matthew 26, and we have instruction on how to do it and the attitude to do it in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 29. We will do that this Sunday, and every time we do it, the Lord says, we do proclaim his death until he comes. This is to be a constant reminder to all of us of the great sacrifice and the cost that was paid for our salvation. And we are to do this in memorial and in memory of him. Dear listener, this is the only memorial and recognition that the Son of God ever asked for men to remember, was the day of his death, the reason behind it, and why he did it, and how much he loved us, and to do it on a regular basis that we might never forget the great price that was paid. There's not one example, there's not one command, and there's not one apostolic Holy Spirit revealed mind of God commandment in all of the New Testament for us to remember the date of his birth, or the day that he was resurrected. Christmas and Easter are religious holidays made by men. There are no instructions in Scripture of how those holidays, so-called, should be followed, what they are to represent. Now, we all acknowledge that Christ was indeed born of a virgin, and he was born in a manger, and the wise men, and the star. We acknowledge all of that. Those things are facts. And he was resurrected on the first day of the week, 3 days and three nights after he was put in the grave of Joseph of Arimathea. And he did overcome the grave with power. Those things are true, and those facts are true. And he was resurrected on a Sunday. But which Sunday? We don't know. We don't know which Sunday it was. And by the way, it changes every year depending on when spring. Sometimes it's in April, sometimes it's in March. And again, the key here is we have no authority. We have no instruction to keep and to remember the day of his resurrection, nor the day of his birth. Now, dear listener, I know that just sounds unbelievable, that a person who believes in Christ, one that spends his life preaching the gospel of Christ, those men as myself who strive to teach men about the saving gospel and to acknowledge the great and wonderful sacrifice that Jesus made and all that it means to us and all the blessings that we have in Christ, according to Ephesians 1 verse 3, would not be talking about the day of his birth and celebrating his earthly birth on this particular day that the whole world is paying homage to the Son of God. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the issue. The issue is not whether I believe in the birth of Christ. I absolutely do. The Bible absolutely teaches. The question is not whether I believe in the resurrection of Christ. I absolutely do. My hope and my faith and my eternal life with him in the afterworld is dependent upon that resurrection from the dead. Those are not the issues. The issue is, do we have a thus saith the Lord to commemorate in a religious sense this day as the birth of Christ or the day of Easter as the day of his resurrection? The answer to that is absolutely not. The only memorial and the only living testimony that God wanted his children to remember was the day of his death. And he wanted us to do that every first day of the week so we might never forget the great price that was paid in order for us to be able to have fellowship with God and the hope of heaven when we die. And so I would suggest to you this morning that you can't put Christ into Christmas because Christ was never there. Oh, I know. I've seen the manger scenes. I've seen the live animals. I even see all the great music that's played this time of year. And I see all the adulation and the Salvation Army and the collecting of funds for the poor and the feeding the homeless. And all those things are wonderful things and things that we ought to do as individuals to help those who are less fortunate than us. And the lights and the festivities around this time of year, they are festive and they're beautiful and they warm your heart. I understand all of that. And that's not the issue. The issue is, I don't wish you a Merry Christmas because this is not the birth date of Christ. This is not what he asked for. He asked me to do one other thing. And in a few hours, I'm going to do exactly what he asked me to do. And that is, I'm going to remember his death when I gather around that table to remember the price that he paid with his body and his blood when he gave it for my sin. That's how I will remember Jesus this Sunday and every Sunday. And I will not take a special Sunday out of the year or a special day out of the year to remember his birth. Have a wonderful day.